5 minutes away from 7 a.m. If you got to be to work at 7, you got to get the kids on the bus, you better get hustling right along, man. This Wednesday morning is flying right along, isn't it, Rob Murphy? How are you? Whoops, let me get the right microphone on here. There you go. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, there it goes. Good morning. Hey, yeah, but you know what? In that hustling, I would ask people, there are kids out and it's still dark, and for whatever reason, parents are letting kids dress in dark blue hoodies and stuff because it's cold.
I've noticed that.
And they're walking
a lot
out towards the bus, yep. And you don't see them till the last minute, especially if you're looking for your coffee and your phone and stuff. It's not worth getting. I mean,
nope. It's
really not. So even though you're hustling, hustle to get out the door. Don't hustle with the accelerator.
Exactly. And for the kids, stay off the roads if you can. Stay on the sidewalk and in the bike path. It's a lot safer.
Well, I think kids are the last bastion of what we need to go for here on the AM side of things. I guess AM just isn't cool with the younger generation, but we need to change that.
Oh, wait a minute. A couple of my son's friends, they're all teenagers. They're all, 15, 16 years old. They were at the house last night. And young man John loves WHTC.
We have hope.
Absolutely.
AM is kind of like that steadfast, like, beacon in the night. That people have, like, for generations now, depended on the AM side of things. And does it get any better than WHTC?
Well, I'm very proud of what we do here. I really am.
Absolutely.
It's great to be in a community that really embraces the hometown station. And they turn to us. And we try to come through and do the best we can every day of the week. And that's why you're here. Got a lot going on with you and your sister, right? What's happening with her these days?
Yeah, my much younger sister. I still call her my baby sister, even though she's in her third decade of life. Uh-huh. But she is headed off to Zambia this week, and we are really hoping and praying that this is a good visit for her. What this visit entails for her is kind of like her see later tour. When she left Zambia the last time, it was unclear whether she was going to come back to live there again because she was living there.
Okay.
But this one, she's just going back for a couple months, and she's going to be able to spend time with good friends and people that we consider family out there and kind of just have a good kind of closure to that part of her life and then come back. She's looking at going back to school, and she still has an amazing heart for those children who are underprivileged and suffering in extreme poverty. Just a good lady, and we're just so thankful for the contribution that she's made to
Africa's Child. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Rob Murphy from Africa's Child store here in Holland, and of course do a lot of work over in Africa.